This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Larry Richard broadcasting from the beautiful Marriott Resort and Spa here in the Bradenton area and bringing back the Bucks this weekend. And as they get ready for the season next Thursday on the road in Miami for four before coming back to Pittsburgh to host the Yankees, the home opener 2 weeks from today at PNC Park. Yesterday, breaking news, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education. You knew that was coming. That wasn't necessarily a big surprise. However, what happens next is. And joining us is Pennsylvania State Senator Lindsey Williams, representing the 38th District. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So the million or multiple million dollar question is, what does happen at our level here in southwestern Pennsylvania for public and private schools? Do we have any idea, kind of sorting through the details of what this will mean for us?
I think we're still trying to figure that out. I know, you know, there's a lot of students and families that are angry right now, that are scared. Not, like you said, not surprised. But this is going to have a real impact on students and their education and the future of the Commonwealth here. So there's this fallacy that you can just eliminate the Department of Education at a federal level and push the money in a big block grant down to the states. And that's not accurate. The federal government plays a very important role in administering our education. So while the control is at the states and our local school districts, they're the ones deciding curriculum, hiring teachers, doing the day-to-day work. But the federal government is the place, it's the only agency that's directly responsible for the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. So that is where our rights to a free and equal education live and are enforced. And if you have rights without enforcement, that's meaningless. So that's what is scary moving forward, is that, one, what's going to happen to the money? But two, what is going to happen to the enforcement of our rights to an equal education here in the whole country?
We're with Senator Lindsey Williams. Also, planning. If you're putting a budget together, obviously you need to know where the money's coming from, or in this case, not. So where do we stand when looking at a budget for the future for education here in Pennsylvania?
I was actually with one of my school districts, their superintendent and their whole school board about two nights ago, and they were walking through their challenges with the budget, you know, increased cyber charter education costs, increased costs for students with disabilities, increased facilities costs. And they said, look, you know, we're always struggling to figure out what money is coming from the states, because Pennsylvania has kind of a history of not finishing our budget on time. You know, we're supposed to be done at the end of June. We're, you know, sometimes months later than that. And they're like, we're always trying to figure out what that is, because we have to figure out our budget right now. But the federal government, that portion has been fairly predictable. And now it's not. Now they don't know where the state money's coming from, and they don't know what's happening to the feds. Federal money, and Pennsylvania, we can't budget because we don't know what's happening with the Fed. So there's so much uncertainty where districts are trying to plan programs for the next year for our students, and they're really struggling. And it's not just the education line item, like that's the biggest piece. But, you know, my school district talked about the cuts to Medicaid impacting their students, because those funds are used to transport students with disabilities. They talked about money for telecommunications and stuff that, like, traditionally goes to libraries, also helps them keep down their costs for buying things like computers and laptops and things like that for students, iPads. So all of those things are kind of coming together, and nobody really knows the answer. All we know is that the result is going to be bad for students.
Well, the president says he wants all the states to decide how to educate students, because the outcomes for the country compared to other countries haven't been satisfactory in many cases. So what do you say about the state taking over full control of education, or did you think we were already there?
The state really has the bulk of the control. The Fed enforces the right, but the bulk of the control lives at the state and has lived at the state and lives in our local school districts. But cutting enforcement and cutting dollars is not the way to improve our educational outcomes. The only thing it's going to do is make that worse. The cuts at the federal level are not going to improve student outcomes, and they're not going to help you with your property taxes. None of that is going to help. It's only going to make it worse.
Where do we go from here, Senator? You know, the biggest line item in the budget is always education. What happens next?
I think everyone who is listening, they should call their congressmen, their senators, and tell them their stories. Tell them about what their school means to them, to their community, to their kid. Tell both the people who you think aren't with you so they know, but also tell the people who you think are fighting for it. Let them know your story so they can use it. It really is impactful to understand the impact that these cuts are going to have, and that's the only way that we have a hope of stopping it, is that if families tell their stories.
Senator Lindsey Williams, representing the 38th District, appreciate your time this morning, Senator. You got your work cut out for you. Thank you.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to the mayor of Bradenton, Florida, who's with us live at the Beach Club here at the beautiful Marriott Resort and Spa. And it is a beautiful sunrise. We'll be right back at you. I'm bringing back the Bucks from beautiful Bradenton, Florida. Larry Richard, broadcasting from the new Marriott Resort and Spa just across the Manatee River from downtown Bradenton, actually out at their beach club. Come to find there's 75,000 gallons of water in this infinity pool that overlooks the river, and it's heated. A little chilly here in Florida this morning, but going to be a great weekend for baseball as the Pirates wrap up their spring training and get ready for the regular season. Hard to believe in 6 days. And joining me, Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, Pittsburgher at heart, Elliot Belcioni. And we're joined by Mayor Gene Brown of Bradenton, who I've known now for multiple years. And Mayor, good to have you come out to the Beach Club. We just watched sunrise.
Yes, we did. And it's great to be here this morning. You know, you said it's a little chilly out now, but it's going to warm up to be a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend for the kind of the final weekend of spring training. And we're just lucky in Bradenton to have the Pittsburgh Pirates and the area, really. And you just look at how fun it is and what a great season so far it started with spring training.
You've actually seen this relationship grow firsthand, and it has grown exponentially, because one of the things, Elliot, you wanted to do was not just have Bradenton known as spring training for the Pirates, but all the other amenities that the city brings.
And under the mayor's leadership, redevelopment is going at a really high pace, Mayor. But I'm really intrigued for you to share with Pittsburghers your City Hall project just across from Pier 22, the restaurant there.
Yeah, what we've looked at is obviously City Hall moved there about 25 years ago, and there was a little controversy when it was moving onto the waterfront and what had happened. And I'm just going to put a shout out to Mayor Bill Evers, who passed away this week. He's a 20-year mayor. Basically was the architect of keeping the Pittsburgh Pirates here in Bradenton when they were ready to leave to maybe to go to Lakeland or somewhere else, but did a great job at, you know, working a deal with the Pirates to keep them here long term. As we know, they've been here since 69. I was born in 67, so basically been here my whole life, and as the spring training. But when you look at that development that's going to happen downtown, which is going to actually spark the growth from our Riverwalk and with Palmetto and with this Marriott and grow all the way to Lecom Park now. And it's going to be something that it'll have a hotel, about 100 condos, probably around 300 residences for the luxury apartments, and then about 80 to 90,000 square feet of retail right on our waterfront. And that's something that we think will really make us, you know, kind of like Pittsburgh, a little bit more walkable. When I've been to Pittsburgh, it's very walkable.
That Riverwalk is beautiful, and it's over the years, so I've been coming here 24 seasons, and I've personally seen the growth and change. And one of the biggest changes is this beautiful Marriott Resort and Spa that we're in, and their beach club, because it connects to the convention center. And as you know, that helps when you're trying to attract different conventions to come here or shows. It's a huge factor. Like we saw last night, they had basically what was the Oscars of the real estate business.
Well, the benefit to that, too, and Palmetto and Bradenton are sister cities, like Pittsburgh and Bradenton from there is sister cities. But when you look at how we grow together, it's very important. And that's one of the things that I'm proud of, is the relationships we've had. And the businesses now see that. And we're so glad that what Tony and the Marriott has done to build this up in Palmetto, which was a challenge, is a stretch. But you're seeing that fruits with the connection of the river. We have the river. We have the connectivity of Bradenton and Palmetto, and that's exciting.
That river, for those that don't know, the Manatee is exceptionally wide. You know, in Pittsburgh, you've been there many times, Gene, and you've seen we have the three rivers. But compared to the width of the Manatee River, is it what, Elliot, at one point, maybe a mile wide?
I would say almost a mile, probably 6-7 tenths of a mile.
And you just came off the regatta last month. How did that go?
100,000 people came in one day, and it really, what it does is it stimulates the economy in the urban core. This convention center attached to this Marriott, it's going to bring $30 to $40 million a year to the urban core. So you have to feed your small businesses. And then finally, the mayor's done a good job creating the cultural district, the Manatee Performing Arts Theater, where Steve Blass did his speaker series yesterday. We're breaking ground on a new theater conservatory. And then adjacent to that is a brand new arts center that should be finished this calendar year. Great things happening.
And then at the Manatee Performing Arts Center, there's an expansion there, or is that part of
the conservatory? Will have a bridge, so you'll have technical theater training, music training, dance, all under one roof. And then the Bradenton Pops just moved into the theater, so now we're gonna grow our orchestra in downtown Bradenton.
Is it true, Elliot, you're leading the dance ensemble?
I'm going to try to play the hobo at some point.
And Mayor Gene Brown of Bradenton is also, and I love this because we share this passion, a high school football broadcaster 36 years in, and I know you do it like I do what I do because I just love it.
Yeah, no, that's something that started in 1989 when I got out of school. My brothers were on that football team at Manatee High School, and it's a nationally known product out there when you look at it. We've had our ups and downs, as all high school teams do, but right now we're kind of up. We went to the semifinals last year and lost to the eventual state champion in St. Thomas Aquinas. This year we're flying in Bosco from California to play them in the first game of the season, looking at probably doing a doubleheader, possibly with IMG. They'll come to our stadium, play the first game against a New Jersey team. They're not sure which one yet. They're working on that, and we're hoping it'll be live on ESPN.
That's a big deal, and IMG Academy is a big deal. That's a tremendous amenity that draws a lot of unique visitors because it's a destination point.
Yeah, definitely, and IMG's brought a lot to us in this community. Elliot does such a great job with our tourist development and the things that we do, and that's what I'm proud of. And I think that one thing that I look at when you talk about all the national politics and the state politics, government is best close to the people. And when you're with the people and you're giving them the amenities and the things you need in your town, it really works out a lot better because they can get to you. And you can keep, if you can keep the money in your town, you can get the money to your people and make it better.
And we need, as citizens, you know, bipartisan working together efforts that produce what you got going here. Bradenton Mayor Gene Brown, thanks for coming over and getting up early.
Now, to watch this sunset over here and what we have every day is worth it.
All right. Appreciate you. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard broadcasting from beautiful Bradenton, Florida, and just across the Manatee River. Palmetto is the new Marriott Resort and Spa. We're at the beach club portion along the Manatee River with an infinity pool, all these new paddleball courts, a giant chess set and checkers. And if you want to work out, feel the power of the full burn. And joining us is Tony DeRusso, who is the managing partner of this great group that brought this facility here next to the convention center, actually connected to. The only downside, Tony, is you're connected to the office of Elliot Felcioni. He's close enough to be dangerous.
Well, I got to tell you, we worked really closely together for about 6 years, and I think we appreciate having a little bit of space, but the partnership has been just nothing but incredible. We wouldn't be here without Elliot and his team and all the work that the CVB has laid here for 28, 30 years.
And so how does a guy from California end up on the other coast?
It's really a long story. Actually, when I first looked at it from my desktop, it looked like the answer was going to be no. And fortunately, I was encouraged to come to the market and spend some time here. And I woke up the next morning with my feet in the sugar white sand of what I felt was a Corona commercial. And I thought, well, this is beautiful. And then from there, it was really only uphill. I got to meet Elliot, and he toured me around the town, and what a great ambassador for the Bradenton area. He knows everybody. He introduced me to IMG Academy and It Works, Feld Entertainment, Manatee Memorial Hospital, just some great organizations here that really desperately needed a full-service hotel, and they were really kind of crying out, asking, please, please build this resort for us.
Yeah, the demand, I would imagine, for, and you know this, you do the studies about having hotel rooms, and this is a beautiful, beautiful resort that being next to the convention center helps obviously attract new conventions and shows.
Yeah, we're really excited to watch the progress there. Elliot and his team and the Manhattan Construction, who's building it, is doing a fantastic job. I think they're on schedule to complete this third quarter here, which is great. I can tell you that our team is already working on some really exciting events coming up in 26 and 27. We have a couple multi-year contracts out there already for bringing in some great associations, some Fortune 500 companies, and it's really going to change the face of this convention center and what we're able to do for this community.
You're wearing a Paul Skeens shirt. You're going to the game tomorrow. Paul's pitching, and you have three sons. What a special, that's what's great about baseball. And that's what I remember. I have three brothers. My dad took us to a Pirates game, first game I was ever in person to be with my dad and brothers, to smell the popcorn and hear programs, that kind of stuff.
Larry, you were a five-time All-Star second baseman.
Yeah, I don't want to bring that up, but I might have played a little ball myself. But anyway, how cool was that for your kids to be able to share this with you?
Oh, definitely. Baseball is really a special sport as our national pastime, and I think you said it best. It's the memories that get created that really makes it such a special sport. And being able to be here and get a little bit more involved in the Pittsburgh Pirates and their spring training, it's really been just a great perk or a blessing, really, by coming here. And, I got to study a lot about what's going on with the Pirates. I mean, there's so much excitement right now with this young talent. I mean, first of all, Paul Skeens is, a once-in-a-generation talent, and Lord willing, he stays healthy, and I think he's going to be a Pirate for at least the next several years here. And Onel Cruz, and got some great young talent, and I think they're going to be able to put a good product on the field, at least from what I've seen this spring training.
To me, Tony, there's still something, even with this high-tech world we live in, magical about baseball and the radio. I remember at night in the summer, out in the porch, you would hear in the neighborhood, you'd hear the ball game on. And we're carrying the game tonight. We're the original flagship for the Pirates. It's the Tigers and Bucks. 6 o'clock, by the way, is first pitch. And we've got it on KDK this evening. That said, Elliot has introduced me to the other amenities around the region. So if Pittsburghers think Bradenton, they think Pirates, spring training. But then some people say, is there a beach nearby, right, Elliot?
Absolutely. And where we sit here today, outside of the peak season, about 20 minutes to Anna Maria Island. But Tony and I are working together with the cities to bring the water ferry over here to the Marriott. So then you can have his staff jitney you down to the water ferry and shoot right out to Anna Maria Island, and it would be about a 40-minute ride. So we're probably about a year and a half away from there. But, Tony, this is the only number two Marriott Resort and Spa on the west coast of Florida, the other one being Sanibel. And aside from this beautiful beach club, you have the spa and the M Club, one of the best M Clubs that you'll find in the Marriott system.
Yeah, our M Club is unique. We've definitely followed the brand standards with Marriott, and it's right there on our first lobby, so it's right there to let everybody know about it. A lot of the M Clubs are kind of located maybe on an upper floor. Not everybody knows about it, but our M Club is right there on the first floor. Our design team did an incredible job with making it a very, you know, elegant experience, but yet still comfortable. And really what we do a good job of in that M Club is engaging it with a higher food and beverage. I mean, we just served octopus in there the other day. We do sushi, you know, and lox and bagels in the morning. I mean, it's a really, really nice spread when you come in there, and it's 24/7. We've got a $30,000 coffee machine that, as we're drinking them here this morning, you know, full Starbucks menu offering available to you 24/7. So, yeah, our M Club is definitely special, and we've got our spa. It's roughly 3,500 square feet. 5 treatment rooms, 2 outdoor treatment cabanas. We're doing everything state-of-the-art. Our spa team just got back from the National Conference iSpa, and we're doing everything state-of-the-art. We do a glow facial program. We have
Can you do one of those on Elliot?
I know. He needs one.
I'm made
one,
for radio, know. Larry.
I think he needs to be exfoliated. I don't know. But but yeah, everything's state of the art out of that spa, and you know, it really does set up. We used like a combination of a JW and a Western brand standard because we couldn't find a, you know, specifically a Marriott Resort brand standard. So the look and the feel and the comfortability of it, it's a pretty special area.
And we can't thank you enough for your hospitality. It is a beautiful and game-changing amenity in the region, so congrats to you, and we'll see you at Lecom Park tomorrow.
We'll be there tomorrow.
You're going to be 7 rows behind the plate.
I can't miss Paul Skeens pitching on his last spring training debut before he goes out and opens up the season for the Pirates over in Miami on the 27th.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, you got to come up. We get you a Pirates game and a Steelers game in the Berg.
It's been a while. Elliot took me there a few years ago. I got to go to a Pirates game, but I would love to go to a Steelers game, so anytime.
You got it. Tony DeRusso here at the Marriott Resort and Spa.
And White News Desk, as the Colonials, well, it's their time to shine against Alabama today in the NCAA tourney. This is RMU head coach Andy Toole.
They're going to go out to compete. They're going to go out, and they're going to want to play the game the way we've been playing it. They're going to want to play well, and they're going to go out, and they're going to go out swinging.
And I would imagine, Paul, a lot of eyes, 1240, are going to be on that game. And didn't Paul Alexander tell us yesterday that 40% of people call off on these 2 days to watch basketball, and another 23% who are at work are monitoring the games?
Exactly. That's what he said. And one of the reports on KDKA-TV last night showed packed bars, watch bars, where people were taking in the games. Obviously, there were a lot of people who weren't working. Airports worldwide, including Pittsburgh International, are affected by an airport closing in London.
Heathrow Airport will be closed all day today due to a power outage caused by a fire at a substation that supplies the world's busiest airport. More than 1,300 arrivals and departures will be affected, and the closure is expected to cause major disruption over the next few days.
And I'm thinking, you know, it's the butterfly effect in this case. Is it the busiest or one of the busiest airports? Either way, it's a chain reaction that can affect a lot of travel.
Well, Larry, I just checked my facts on that, and actually London Heathrow is the 5th busiest airport based on passenger traffic. Number one would be Atlanta Hartsfield, believe it or not, but it is Europe's busiest airline hub. One-of-a-kind Paul Skeens rookie card, we've been talking about that this morning. It sold overnight for big bucks, more than $1 million.
And remember, this was the one of one. And the Pirates and other entities offered all kinds of special opportunities, but the young man wanted in California, and I understand a portion of the proceeds are going to benefit the fire victims in California. And that's what people are talking about in Pittsburgh.